Right now, we go to the KODY phone lines as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us. Senator Groney, a happy belated Thanksgiving to you and the missus.
Yes, I appreciate it, Tristan.
Good morning, sir.
Rick. We had a great one. Everybody was here. We had one of my oldest granddaughter wasn't. Of course, they go on with their life. But that I can say I kept us at 10 instead of 11 at the table. So, but
okay.
You're welcome to show up. Anyway, no, we had a great one. A lot to be thankful for. Still a good country and still a silent majority, which I would hope would start speaking up more. But we can't be shouted down. We just can't allow this. We have to protect our freedoms. I just seen Rand Paul tweeted out something about voter fraud with actual factual information, and Twitter flagged it. That should scare every American. I don't know how we stop this. For example, on my last column, normally you send a column or editorial guest opinion to the editor, and there's always been a distinction between the editorial page separation and then the news department. Well, in the Omaha World Herald, a reporter got a hold of my column before it was even printed and attacked me, called me pugnacious, called me a bunch of names, and I don't know how we stop this, but it's not the way we used to do things, how free speech is supposed to be handled. My column should have been printed, and then if some radical left-wing reporter wanted to write a nasty story, they should have done it after it was printed. But anyway, it is what it is.
And that was on last week's column, Senator Groney?
Yeah, it was the Omaha World Herald. It wasn't the local paper. They run that well, mm-hmm. Old-fashioned. But when you have one entity, Lee Enterprises, owns every single paper in the state of Nebraska that's basically over a town of 20,000, we're starting to have trouble. And the North Platte Telegraph is also owned by Lee Enterprises, Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, the Kearney Hub, all of them. And then they share news stories. You see that more and more now.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but I've also heard from a lot of folks after this election who canceled their subscription to the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star. That's the only power we have. I have been saving $20 a week because I haven't been picking it up at the local quick stop anymore. There's nothing in there I need to read. But but we're living in troubled times. And we just absolutely are losing our freedoms. We're being treated like animals, like chattel, instead of individuals. I just look at it, and I stood up and said I was glad as an individual to have contacted COVID and have it over with. I was attacked because I was not part of the herd. There's two different, the herd is used in many references, and there's herd mentality too. And I'm afraid we're in a stage of our country where it's herd mentality, and if you don't go by their edicts, you are ostracized, and that should scare people. Really should scare people. But anyway, hopefully we turn things around. Maybe there's an entrepreneur out there that's going to bring a free speech type of a Twitter situation or Facebook so people can change. And folks, really, if you're conservative, you're on Facebook, why are you supporting them?
I know. That's one of the reasons.
Twitter, the same thing. Why?
Yep.
Are we sheep? If it's going to be slanted news on there, why even bother looking, reading it? If you can't call your family up or get in a vehicle and go visit them, and you got to go look at a picture on a two-dimensional picture, you got a problem with your family relations, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, but then I'm blunt and honest. That's where we're at. This is a culture war. And it's not going to just go away. We're under siege for the last 4 years for sure. But anyway, I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep doing the right thing. One person, reasonable person, debated me on my column, and he said he was a scientist. You can claim anything you want on email, but attacked me at first, and then I explained my rationale thinking, and he backed off. Said, "You are a learned man." I said, "Yes, I am." the Lord blessed me with a very high intellect, and I am proud of it. And I prayed for wisdom, and a degree from a college is worthless if you don't have wisdom and an intellect. It's meaningless because you can't rationally think. You don't have deductive reasoning skills. As I told him, you are asking me to do the greater good, adopt a policy, the greater good instead of truth. And I'm sorry, sir, but I'm going to follow the path of truth. I'm going to tell my constituents truth, not the greater good. I'm not going to treat them like a herd of animals and try to manipulate their thought process about what's going on in this COVID thing. I just can't do it. But anyway, so, you know, I was proven right again when in my column when I said it was 10 to 1 people who had gotten it, but then the tested. Now, they, with the higher test rates, they've readjusted those numbers to CDC to 8 to 1. The point is we're getting close to 50% infection rate. We're probably there already. It's fast as it's spreading. You know, we got more carriers now, so there's going to be more new infections. It's just statistics. It's what happens. But he would tell you that in those numbers. So what's going to happen now is that when we hit 50% and starts going the other way, test results are going to start dropping. Hospitalization is going to stop dropping because more people are immune. And what are they going to claim? That it mass mandates. And it's going to be old Mother Nature doing what she does. But
now, I'm glad you brought up the mask mandate, Senator Groney, because that's been a big news story as of recent. I think it's 7 of the 10 largest cities in the state have mask mandates. Where do you stand on that, Senator?
Not near main streets doing business. But anyway, no, it's foolishness. You have to social. It's an injustice to those who have comorbidity situations. We should be honest with them. If you want to avoid it, until we have a vaccination, then hide. Isolate. If you've got a relative, get them isolated as best you can until... But don't tell them they can put a mask on and go out and eat in the restaurant. You have a very high 85% chance still of contacting it. And the mask is 15 to 25% in the best of the studies effective. Isolation is the answer if you want to avoid it. Now, like I did, I understood I had a good immune system. I've never done any medical procedures where they knocked down my immune system, so I wouldn't reject the procedure. I've never had any major problems. So I knew I was a 99.9% candidate to not get it. I never win the lottery, so I figured my luck wasn't going to be bad. Luck wouldn't be any worse, so any better. But I was proved correct. And I hear it from an awful lot of people who went through symptoms of common flu. Here's the reality of life. The virus is there. It's a fact. We got to deal with it. Telling people things to quiet them down to say that they can avoid it if they go out and walk the main streets and go out shopping, they're going to catch it. It's what nature does. It's a very aggressive living creature that virus is, and it's looking for a new host, and it's going to find a new host. It wants to survive. So all the talking heads on TV and Fossey or whatever his name is, telling you one thing, and that guy lies. He lied to us over and over again. Just a couple weeks ago in a Senate hearing, he said that the mortality rate was 3-point-some percent because he was dividing positive tests into those that were related to COVID deaths. That's an absolute lie. He knew that number was out there. The science was out there that it was a 10 to 1, an 8 to 1. He was trying to manipulate you. Manipulate you to think you had to go out and get a vaccine. Personally, the reality is when the vaccine comes, if you want to make sure the real right people get it, go give blood at the Red Cross or get an antibody test, because if you have the positive antibodies, you don't need a vaccine. And I've been yelled at about that, but here's the science, folks. A vaccination does the same thing in the body. It fools the body into thinking it is infected with the same antigens that are on the virus, and then the body creates the exact same antibodies that you have gotten if you were naturally infected. There's no difference. But there might be, the natural immunity might be better because it caught all of the antigens while the virus was specific to certain antigens on the virus. That's a fact. So I get told that I'm not immune because I got naturally infected, but I will be immune if I get a vaccination. That is
just the opposite.
That is biology 101. It's even less than that. That's fifth grade science. I don't understand that I even have to debate with people that went through our public school systems on that issue. That's basic science. But that's where we are in this society, and that's why I want to be education chairman. We have got to improve our public education. We got to take the social engineers, get them out of our schools, and we need to get back to the basics, truth. But we're a long way from there right now. We're a couple of three generations down the road and misled about facts and told what to think and not how to think, and that is not a good thing. But I continue to encourage people, if you have a comorbidity and your immune system, your doctor will know, then hide, because you've got a good chance of getting sick, and wait for the vaccine. And then even at that, because some people's immunity is so worn down that the vaccine, the body can't even produce the antibodies to fight the vaccine, and they can become ill and sick. There's always that statistical anomaly in any vaccination where people, even the measles and stuff, will die from it. It's very small, but it can happen, and it's usually those that have the weakest immune systems. So you guys hired me as a state senator because you thought I did my homework, and I do. And like I've always said, which I've been criticized for as education chair, if you teach a child to read and give them a good vocabulary, all information is available to them, and that includes immunology, vaccination science. It's all available to you, but you have to read it, and you have to get a source that isn't equipped, that's filtered through a biased news media or some guy with a blog. Go directly to the CDC and read it, or to some science the AMA or whatever.
An institution.
But, yeah, an institute. It's there.
Yep. Again, we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. And Senator Groney, I know that you've been spending some time down at the Capitol here throughout the month of November. Some of your colleagues have as well. When do you and your colleagues officially reconvene at the State Capitol?
First week in December,
okay.
After New Year's. Then it's a long haul, 90 days, and a lot of politicking going on. I'm going down this week, our congressional caucus, the 17 senators in the 3rd congressional caucus are going to caucus, and we're going to pick who's on committee and who's on exec that represent our caucus. I'm running again for committee on committee. I should be okay there with the votes. And so it's Senator Erdman and Senator Merman and Senator Friesen. I haven't heard of anybody else that's going to run, at least in the 3rd Congressional Caucus, the good conservatives, God-sharing, control it. We have at least 10 or 11 out of the 17 that are pretty, that are, that Brewer's part of that. So I should be okay. And we're going to do that Thursday morning. Then we start. The four of us will start deciding where everybody goes in our caucus on what committees, and try to do a little better job this year. So anyway, and I'm still running for head chair, but I'm getting some pushback there because there are those who fear somebody who speaks up like I have been lately, but I hopefully have the 25 votes to do it. And if I don't, though, maybe it'd be best that I become the White Ernie Chambers the next 2 years and take on.
I think you could do a good job of that, Mike.
Well, I hope I can do what I got to do. But anyway, I want to be called a good and faithful servant someday. So I'm going to do what's truth and what's right, and not cater to the fears that somebody might not like me. But so I'm going to go down there again this week, and which I dread doing, and go from there.
Okay.
What else? But, you know, the like I said, the mask mandate, I would follow your own common sense. You stay 6 foot away from people. That's, I mean, science is also the art of observation. When we social distance in the fall and the spring, that, remember, there wasn't the mask. Fauci and all those said you don't need them. And they're not, they were telling the truth then. They're not effective. Guess what? We controlled the curve. We slowed down the curve greatly. And we went into the summer okay, where the science was able and the pharmaceutical companies were coming up with treatments. When they start coming up with the pressure from the business community and everybody, when I'm one of them, said, we've got to get people out, they came up with these mask mandates. And guess what happened? The curve of mask mandates and the amount of people wearing masks and the infection rate followed the same trajectory. Now that's observation, and that's science. Did anything I just say not the truth that anybody can correlate? It's fair. So when they tell you to wear a mask and you're safe, you're not. Unless you wear a mask and you stay 6 foot away from people. Simple as that. And even at that, you're not safe. Because the microns of the virus are so small that it's going to get through. I had a painter tell me the other day he wears those masks with the, you know, some of the ones they wear in the hospital, and he goes out and spray paints, and he goes home and he's got blue or yellow around his nose and stuff. He said even them get are not the safest. Nature does what it does. That virus is out there. It's going to find a new host.
Now, Senator Groney, some of your colleagues and a lot of people throughout the state are kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say bashing, but Governor Ricketts is getting a bit of a backlash from some people pushing him for a statewide mask mandate. What are your thoughts? Obviously, we know that you're not in favor of that, but what are your thoughts of some people like Justin Wayne, for example, who we know you work with at the state chambers quite a bit? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Senator Wayne and some of his colleagues pushing for Governor Ricketts to issue an entire mask mandate for the whole state?
I'm, of course, against it. I just explained to you that you're misleading people.
The same,
if you're
going to
tell
uneducated
people that mask is going to help you, it isn't. Stay 6 feet away.
Yeah, the same uneducated.
I mean, that's the
whatever
reality of it. And you know, if you got any symptoms, go get tested. I mean, that's a good thing. Or if you got any symptoms, don't go out. That's what I did. I mean, once my staff told me they had friend that called him and that they went out to dinner with. When you're out at the dinner table and you're not wearing a mask, I assumed he was going to get infected. I pretty much self-isolated best I could.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I broke the rule is that I made sure I was more than 6 foot. I went in Tuesday morning, but I hadn't had a positive test yet, and I voted. But I stayed at least 6-10 feet away from people. I had no choice.
That's the way it was set up for, I think, Secretary Evnen.
That's the way that it was set up. And
yeah.
I haven't heard from anybody. I had some people come up and talk to me, and I backed away from them. But anyway, that didn't take that long. But anyway, just to be truthful, I was going to vote. I don't know. I mean, people are getting sick. Yes, they are. And people are dying, but usually it's with a very serious comorbidity that their life expectancy was. They were in their last days. That's life. But we all want to hang on for one more time, but I'm not so sure about that either. I don't know why anybody be sitting in the church if they fear death. You're supposed to be better off. But I understand your loved ones, you're concerned about them, and you. But no, it's not good, and we're, you know, it's. I mean, I could go into all the historical times that hysteria took over, and wild ideals were pointing their fingers at somebody, a certain race or a certain ethnicity or nationality and blame them. They blame the Irish are coming in and some of the immigrants coming in for the Spanish flu, and they went out and attacked them. And we're all human beings. No, there's no difference. And you're going to, the virus is out there, and it doesn't give a damn what color your skin is or where, or female or female or your age. It's gonna find its where it's gonna go. Mm-hmm. But pushing that 50% mark. So the good news is, you know, there's 1 or 2% people that are infected walking out there, but at 40% of those folks that you walk into, if there's a group of 10, 40% of them are immune now because they've contacted them. That's science. So anyway, that's where we are. But we're at that critical point where there's an awful lot of people walking around that are infected, and that just causes faster spread. But that curve will go back down the other way. And it's not far from there. And that's science. That's statistical science. So it's got to get over the hump. It's life.
Yeah. It's, now, Senator Groney, as we mentioned, another session is quickly approaching. It's coming up relatively soon. If there's any of your Lincoln County constituents that want to get a hold of you directly and discuss different topics, state topics, before the session begins, how can they get in contact with you?
You know, I'll keep it to state matters and local matters. I get these folks telling me about national things that Biden's going to do and voter fraud. I can't do anything about that. My time is limited. I absolutely can't do anything about it. I haven't even followed the voter situation because I figured that's why you have Sasse and Fisher and the governor and the secretary of state Evan in there. But I can do some things to help you individually. I can stand up and for your rights. I can you know, help with you that way. But so keep it to that, if you would. I mean, if you want to give me your comments about national issues, that's fine. But I'm just like you. I have no authority over that.
Hands are tied.
Absolutely none. But it's just call me on my cell phone and leave a message, because sometimes I'm not answering it. I get a lot of junk. But 308-530-7741. And then my legislative email, just look it up. It's out there. Send an email is really the best. But don't call me names, please. I'm not real fond of that. Got too many of them lately. But folks, 7 to 1 of the emails I've gotten on my column have been positive. Very positive about somebody speaking up, giving them another side of the issue. Americans want to know the truth. The ones who shout you down, or I don't know really what their purpose in life is, but I've always thought they just wanted to bring you down to their level, which I refuse to do. But no, it's been 7 to 1, but don't hesitate to email me.
Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir. Safe travels down to the Capitol.
Yes, we will do that. It's going to get nippy here in a day or two.
So. Yeah, yes, it is.
I'll see you later.
All right. Have a good one, Mike.